You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Dr. Natalie Brothers, and I'm actually a local girl. I'm from the area. I grew up in Cole Harbor, and I've been a dentist for 13 years now. Prior to that, I mean, I'm a mom. I have three children. I have three boys. My youngest is 7 months. So life is busy, but it's a lot of fun. I didn't always want to be a dentist necessarily. It was always on the radar, but I was in my third year of university when I realized that I needed to start, you know, prepping for a career. And I wasn't sure. I knew I wanted to be in the healthcare profession because I liked helping people, like to be around people. And I was in sciences and I was, you know, very interested in the medical aspect of, you know, community care. I took my DATS, which is the test you have to take to become a dentist or to get into the program. I took my DATS in third year, just kind of on a whim, just to see what would happen. And I applied the next year to get into the program, and I did actually get in. Still at that time, though, I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a dentist or a medical doctor. And so because I had gotten into the program, I thought I'd give it a try. And it was the first day when I realized that I loved it and it was the profession for me. So, I mean, we need teeth to properly chew our food. We need to chew our food in order to get the nutrition from them, because our food has to be in a certain form in our stomach, or, you know, it takes a long time for our body to break it down. So the role of teeth is essentially to chew our food, but it provides balance and support to our face. So, you know, when our lips would basically just cave in if we didn't have teeth there to support. So it provides an aesthetic role as well. Phonetics, you need teeth, you know, for proper function with speaking as well. But, you know, otherwise, if we didn't have teeth, we wouldn't have, you know, beautiful smiles as well. So lots of roles for teeth. Everybody knows about, you know, a cavity. So when people come to the dentist and they come for checkups, typically what they're, you know, wanting to hear at the end of their visit is they don't have any cavities, they don't have any problems. So cavities is one of the most common things. We call that caries or dental caries. But it's the most common thing that we would encounter when we see people that would need treatment. But we also, you know, when we see someone for an examination, we're also checking, we're doing an oral cancer screening. So we're making sure that, you know, their cancer, that there is no actual cancer in their mouth or their throat. We're also checking to make sure that there's no periodontal or gum disease, which is a disease that affects the bone and the gum tissues around the teeth that support the teeth. So there's probably two main things that we're looking out for, and that would be gum disease of any form and dental cavities, which is a disease of the actual teeth. Brushing, flossing, and making sure you're coming to the dentist on a regular basis. We like to see kids usually 6 months after their first tooth comes in, or a year, whichever one comes first. So, you know, then kids will go into a maintenance program with us. So we usually see kids every 6 months. And once kids, you know, go into the teenagers, or, you know, adulthood, we typically will kind of tailor a recall program for each person. So if you're somebody who doesn't have any history of cavities or any gum disease, then, and you do a really good job with your oral hygiene at home, we may not see you for, you know, 9 months to a year for your recare. But there are people that have to come in every 3 to 4 months if you have an underlying gum disease. There are people, you know, who, when they get into their elderly years, aren't able to brush or clean their teeth at all themselves. So certainly we want to see those patients more frequently, so we can kind of make sure that there are no cavities and underlying issues.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.